Well, yes, 6 literal days he created the earth. The 7th he rested. You know, a lot of people actually try to blend evolution and creation by using this actual thought process. You know, well, you know, 1,000 years is like a day. And so this is how you can blend evolution and Christianity. Well, no, it doesn't work. Both creation research and Answers in Genesis have scientific proof of 6 literal days. I mean, like, the issue is that scripture is, you know, God was meaning, you know, the word days, was it figurative or was it literal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when it was said in scripture in this particular passage, it's a Genesis account. And the Hebrew word yom, which is understood to be a literal 24-hour day, nothing else. The use of anything else is to actually try and mesh the two, creation, evolution, which they're really incompatible. Because evolution, of course, stating that only the strongest survive, death is needed by weaker species in order for stronger ones to dominate. And so, you know, you get this whole idea, well, if it happened over, say, millions of years, then that means there's millions of years of death before people came in the earth. Well, that's just wrong. And so there's a whole, there's just a whole incompatibility between the two. I mean, like Genesis 1:5, I'm going to read it from the Amplified version. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
Mm.
I mean, like, it's pretty clear. You know, it's not like, well, there was like 1,000 years of darkness, 1,000 years of light. You know, it wasn't anything like that. It was like evening, morning. That's it. So...